Hi, this is Shane Weber of Bingham Flexo Services, covering the Southern Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky regions for Bingham Flexo Services. I wanted to discuss an issue that it's coming up a lot in my travels as I go around and visit my customers. Color consistency is a topic that's been coming up quite a bit here lately. And to quickly define, you know, color consistency, most of the time it seems to be that, hey, we printed this job last week, we're using the same ink, the same plates, everything's the same, yet we're getting different color. And I get this question a lot because my focus is traditionally been around the analectural side of things, which delivers the ink film thickness. So as part of my consultative process, we start looking at all of the inputs that we're dealing with in the inking system. We start looking at the analox rolls. We check the analox rolls for consistency of volume. We look at the metering systems. We look at the inks, the proofing methods. We look at the printing plates. We look at all the aspects of that Flexo inking train to make sure that everything is either within spec or consistent. One area that I'm seeing a lot of evolution of change taking place in right now is the pre-press side of things, the printing plates and the artwork, the way the artwork is separated, the way plates are processed, and there's a wide range of products on the market and a lot of new products on the market that are offering enhancements to the Flexo printing aspect. However, it is offering some changes in terms of ink delivery. So placing my focus on this aspect of Flexo, here recently I've been consulting with several customers, and as we dig into this process of trying to determine how to enhance color consistency on press, it's been determined that customers might be using up to three different types of printing plate material. It was at one customer where they're running rubber plates and photopolymer plates. I've been at other customers where we've been running three different types of photopolymer plates, depending on what location their prepress supplier was processing. They could be a supplier X photopolymer, they could be supplier B photopolymer. In addition to the actual materials themselves, the methods in which they were processed may also be different. When digital plates were first introduced to the marketplace, the dot shapes had round tips on them. Now we've got what's called flat top dot technology. The digital imagers have also gotten resolutions that are so high that many of the suppliers are supplying plates that have what's called a microcell pattern on top of the printing surface itself. So in solid areas, there's a microcell pattern. Even on top of dots, they can now apply a series of dots within a processed dot shape that allows the dot itself to carry a little more ink or lay it down in a smoother pattern. And all of these new technologies that are available definitely enhance the capability of flexographic printing when we're trying to match gravure quality as well as offset quality. All these enhancements are fantastic, and I think they should be implemented in a long-term goal of enhancing the quality of your Flexo printing. From a color consistency standpoint, when you start intermingling these various technologies, you've got old plates and you've got new plates. We just need to be aware of those, which is going to add a level of difference in your process that could lead ultimately to color inconsistency. If you're mixing and matching various plate materials as well as processing techniques, that could be an area where you're going to see maybe some changes in the ink delivery, and you may have to make special adjustments to ensure that you're matching the color that your customer ultimately desires. So hopefully this helped you, maybe gave you something to think about, and of course you can always reach out to me if you have any specific questions at shane.weber@binghamflexoservices.com. Thanks.